Respectful homage to the deities, gurus, yidams, and dakinis. May they cause liberation in the bardo. In the great liberation through hearing, the bardo of dharmata has been taught above. Now comes the remainder of the bardo of becoming. Although the bardo of dharmata has been shown many times before this, apart from those who were adept in meditation on dharma and have good karmic results, because of fear and bad karma, recognition is difficult for those who were not adept or who were very wicked. So from about the 10th day onwards, they should be reminded again in these words. O child of noble family, listen well and understand. Hell beings, gods, and the bardo body are born spontaneously. When the peaceful and wrathful deities appeared in the bardo of dharmata, you did not recognize them, so you fainted with fear after 5.5 days. But when you recovered, your consciousness grew clear, and a body like your former one rose up. It is said in the Tantra, with the former and future material body of the bardo of becoming, complete with all the senses, wandering without obstruction, possessing the power of miracles resulting from karma, seen by the pure eyes of gods with the same nature. Here, former means that you have a body like your former one of flesh and blood because of your memories of it, but it is also radiant and has some marks like a body of the Golden Age. This is the experience of a mental body, so it is called the mental body of the bardo experience. At this time, if you are going to be born as a god, you will experience the realm of the gods. And whatever you are going to be born as, jealous god, human, animal, hungry ghost, or hell being, you will have that experience. Therefore, former means thinking, for up to 4.5 days, that you have a material body of memories of your former one. And future means that after that you will have experiences of wherever you are going to be born later. So they say former and future. Whatever projections arise at this time, do not follow them or be attracted to them or yearn for them. If you are attracted to them or yearn for them, you will wander in the 6 realms and suffer misery. Although the projections of the bardo of dharmata appeared until yesterday, you did not recognize them, so you had to wander here. Now, if you are able to, meditate undistractedly. Rest in the pure, naked mind, luminosity emptiness, which your guru has shown you, relaxed in a state of non-grasping and non-action. You will attain liberation and not enter a womb. If you cannot recognize, visualize your yidam or your guru above your head and feel intense devotion very strongly. This is very important. Again and again, do not be distracted. So one should say. If he recognizes this, he will be liberated and not wander in the 6 realms. But under the influence of bad karma, it is difficult to recognize, so one should say these words. O child of noble family, listen with undistracted mind. Complete with all the senses means that even if you were blind, deaf, lame, and so on, when you were alive, now in the bardo state, your eyes see forms, your ears hear sounds, and all your senses are clear and faultless. So it is said, complete with all the senses. This is a sign that you have died and are wandering in the bardo state, so recognize, remember the instruction. O child of noble family, without obstruction means that as you are a mental body and your mind is separated from its support, you have no material body. So now you can pass back and forth even through Mount Meru, the king of mountains, or anywhere except your mother's womb and the Vajra seat. This is a sign that you are wandering in the bardo of becoming, so remember your guru's teaching and supplicate the Lord of great compassion. O child of noble family, possessing the power of miracles resulting from karma means that you now have miraculous powers resulting from the force of karma in accordance with your actions, not those which come from meditation or virtues. You can circle the 4 continents and Mount Meru in an instant and arrive anywhere you want instantaneously as soon as you think of it, or in the time it takes a man to stretch out and draw back his hand. But these various powers are unsuitable. Do not think about them. Now you have the ability to display them without hindrance. You can perform everything you think of, and there is no action you cannot do. So recognize and supplicate your guru. O child of noble family, seen by the pure eyes of gods with the same nature, means that those who are going to be born with the same nature will see one another in the bardo state. So those who are going to be born as gods see each other. In the same way, whichever of the six realms they are going to be born in, those of the same nature will see each other. Do not yearn for them, but meditate on the Lord of great compassion. Seen by the pure eyes of gods also means seen by the pure divine eye of meditation in real samadhi, and not only that which comes from the merit of the gods. But they do not always see. If they concentrate on seeing, they will see, but if not, or if their meditation is disturbed, they do not see. O child of noble family, with a body like this, you will see your home and family as though you were meeting them in a dream. But although you speak to them, you will get no reply, and you will see your relatives and family weeping. So you will think, I am dead, what shall I do? And you will feel intense pain, like the pain of a fish rolling in hot sand. But now suffering is no use. If you have a guru, supplicate him, or supplicate the Yidam, the Lord of great compassion. Even though you are attached to your relatives, it is of no use, so do not be attached. Supplicate the Lord of great compassion, and there will be no suffering or fear. O child of noble family, blown by the moving winds of karma, your mind, without support, helplessly rides the horse of wind like a feather, swaying and swinging. You will say to the mourners, I am here, do not weep. But they will not perceive you, so you will think, I have died. And now you will feel great pain. Do not suffer like that. All the time there will be a gray haze like the gray light of an autumn dawn, neither day nor night. This kind of bardo state will last for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 weeks, up to 49 days. It is said that the suffering in the bardo of becoming generally lasts for 21 days, but this is not quite certain because of the influence of karma. O child of noble family, at this time the great tornado of karma, terrifying, unbearable, whirling fiercely, will drive you from behind. Do not be afraid of it. It is your own confused projection. Dense darkness, terrifying and unbearable, will go before you. With terrible cries of strike and kill, do not be afraid of them. In the case of others who have done great evil, many flesh-eating demons will appear as a result of their karma, bearing various weapons, yelling war cries, shouting kill, strike, and so on. You will feel that you are being chased by various terrifying wild animals and pursued by a great army in snow, rain, storms, and darkness. There will be sounds of mountains crumbling, of lakes flooding, of fire spreading, and of fierce winds springing up. In fear, you will escape wherever you can, but you will be cut off by 3 precipices in front of you, white, red, and black, deep and dreadful, and you will be on the point of falling down them. O child of noble family, they are not really precipices. They are aggression, passion, and ignorance. Recognize this now to be the bardo of becoming, and call the name of the Lord of great compassion. O Lord of great compassion, my guru, the 3 jewels, do not let me fall into hell. Supplicate fervently like this, do not forget. In the case of others who have gathered merit and were virtuous and practiced Dharma sincerely, all kinds of perfect enjoyment will invite them, and they will experience all kinds of perfect bliss and happiness. In the case of those who are indifferent and ignorant, who did neither good nor evil, they will not experience pleasure or pain, but only ignorance and indifference will appear. Whatever arises like this, O child of noble family, whatever pleasures and objects of desire, do not be attracted to them or yearn for them. Offer them to the Guru and the 3 jewels. Give up attachment and longing in your heart, and if the experience of indifference arises without either pleasure or pain, rest your mind in the great symbol state of undistracted non-meditation. This is very important.